a Jewish journal article. Representative Tlaib, vaccinations show Israel is a racist state. Representative Rashida Tlaib, D. Mish, argued in a January 19 interview on Democracy Now! That Israel is excluding Palestinians from the COVID-19 vaccine because Israel is a racist and apartheid state. The host, Amy Goodman, asked Tlaib for her thoughts on Israel vaccinating 20% of its citizenry while Palestinians have not been vaccinated. Representative Tlaib replied, Israel is a racist state, and that they would deny Palestinians like my grandmother access to a vaccine, that they don't believe that she is an equal human being who deserves to live, deserves to be able to be protected by this global pandemic. Tlaib added, it's really hard to watch as this apartheid state continues to deny their own neighbors, the people that breathe the same air they breathe, that live in the same communities. You can put a settlement wherever you want, but on the other side of that wall is a farm community, a village where my grandmother lives. And many of our various family members and others that I know are trying to live a good life, free from these racist policies that deny them access to public health. She proceeded to accuse the United States of enabling Israel's inhumane treatment of Palestinians. I hope our country sees what the Palestinians have been trying to tell us for a very long time, that Israel has no intention of ever being caring or allow equality or freedom for them as their neighbors, and you can see it with the distribution of the vaccine, Tlaib said. Jewish groups condemned Tlaib for her remarks. Email protected, Ashita Tlaib, you are entitled to your own opinions, not your own facts. Israel is giving the vaccine to all its citizens, Jewish and Arab alike, the American Jewish Committee tweeted. The PA, Palestinian Authority, responsible for Palestinian healthcare, has rejected Israel's help and ordered its own vaccines. The StopAntisemitism.org watchdog similarly tweeted that under the Oslo Accords, the Palestinians are responsible for their own health care, including vaccinations. P.S. How many Jews live in Gaza? Zero, they added. The Jerusalem Post's Lahav Harkov has previously noted that Israel has already started vaccinating Palestinians in East Jerusalem and plans to vaccinate Palestinians in Israeli prisons. The PA is expected to receive thousands of doses of vaccines from Russia by the end of the week.